I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Yesterday, I shared an upbeat forecast for rough grouse hunters in Minnesota this fall. During the spring drumming counts, Minnesota's rough grouse population hit a 52-year high. The forecast, however, is not as rosy for sharp-tail grouse. More details about that species when we return.
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources reported last week that the sharp-tail grouse population in northwestern Minnesota is higher this year than last year. It's also the highest it's been since 2009. That's the good news, according to spring population counts that the agency and cooperating organizations conducted this spring. The sharpie population, however, remains low in east-central Minnesota. That's why the DNR closed the hunting season in the East Central Zone in 2021. Low population levels in this area are thought to be driven largely by changing habitat conditions. The birds require areas of 1 to 3 square miles of grassland and brushland, so managing their habitats often requires cooperation between multiple landowners. You can find the Sharp-Tail Grouse Survey Report on the Grouse Management webpage of the Minnesota DNR website. Just go to mndnr.gov/wildlife/grouse. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.